From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Night has now fallen in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, but there are still bursts of gunfire and uncertainty about the future. After bloody protests this week, the president admits he's lost control of the government, but he refuses to resign. Meanwhile, opposition leaders say a new government is in place.
The political upheaval is a cause of concern and confusion for the U.S. When State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley was asked today if the U.S. still recognizes the country's foreign minister, he said this.
He is currently the foreign minister. There is a president who has not yielded power. There is an interim leadership that claims to be in charge of the government. We are talking to both.
Central to U.S. interests in the region is an airbase that's used to support troops in Afghanistan. NPR's David Green is in Bishkek and has this report.
Automatic weapon fire has been erupting all evening in the capital as gangs of looters wander the city. Hotels have asked guests to keep their curtains drawn for safety, and there's a general sense of lawlessness. One place where the situation has improved is presidential headquarters, where the violence from the day before is gone, but the anger is not. 22-year-old Nurlan Mukumbayev was still standing outside the front gate.
In no country, president has a right to shoot people with guns.
Kyrgyzstan's president, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, wasn't doing any shooting himself, but protesters blame him for yesterday's police crackdown, which, according to the health ministry, left 75 people dead. Today, Mukumbayev said he's planted himself outside to send a message that the streets belong to the people.
Will we rush away? Will we go home? Or will we stay here? We will stay here.
The president, for his part, has left the capital and headed south to a region where he has more support. Bakiyev said that while he may not have any real levers of power, he won't admit defeat. The president's persistence could make things awkward for an interim government claiming to run the country. Their leader is a former foreign minister, Roza Atunbayeva. And if any government is watching her every move, it's the United States. Atunbayeva has left open the possibility of shortening a U.S. lease on a military base that American forces use to back the war effort in Afghanistan. Pushing the U.S. military out of this former Soviet space has long been a goal of Russia. Yet, on the streets of the capital today, few people wanted to talk about global politics. Dasha Vasilenka said she was praying for some kind of fresh start for her country. As if to symbolize that, she climbed through the debris of a smoldering government office building, found a plant that had toppled out of its pot, and walked off with what was left to replant at home. Kyrgyzstan, she said, must be looking pretty bad right now. I understand the need to march on government buildings, she said, but now people are smashing stores where ordinary people work. It's a shame, she said, that the world is looking at us and will see this. It is quite a turnaround for a country which, after the Soviet Union fell, was considered Central Asia's model of democracy.
There's no government now. We don't have leaders now.
That's Ranor Kamandinovna, who was stepping around the ruins of a casino hotel that was torched by protesters, speaking perfect English. The schoolteacher said people in this impoverished country are more educated than you may think.
People in other countries should know that. I am sure that Kyrgyzstan will overcome. I think so. I'm sure in it.
These gangs of reporters who descended on the Capitol today, she said, should think about coming back.
I hope I will see you in a better situation. Yeah.
David Green, NPR News, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.